This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Just hours from heading into the long weekend, and it's the return of Fort Umpqua Days at the Elkton Community Education Center for this Labor Day weekend. Deb Gritton, the executive director, on from Elkton. Good morning.
Good morning. We're excited.
Yeah, I bet. Now, a special one this year for folks, just kind of tying in with the 250th anniversary of the country.
Yes, the parade is all about the 250th anniversary, and it's going to be great. Lots of floats and lots of candy happening.
So when is the parade?
The parade starts at 10, and it starts at one end of Elkton at the Lodge Hall and General Store, and it ends right at the end of River Road, which is just before ECEC.
So how big of a parade do you think you're going to have?
We will have, I think, probably close to 40 or 50 floats.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And that is just astounding work for the size of Elkton. You got to be pulling people from other nearby communities.
We've got a car club coming. We've got folks from Drain, Yonkala, you know, our sister communities that are excited to put a float in. And then every business in Elkton, plus groups and clubs as well.
So Fort Umpqua Days, how long has this been going on?
Almost since ECEC's inception. It used to be labeled as Drift Boat Days in Elkton, and then it morphed into Fort Umpqua Days, and we've held on to it from there. So from about 2000 or 2002.
Now, Fort Umpqua Days and your facility there, if people haven't been out, I mean, you're right along the Umpqua River. You get a lot of property there.
Yep. We have 43 acres, and we have something going on in all the corners of the property on Fort Umpqua Days. We've got live music going both days this year, which is a first for this event. We're excited. We've got the historic demonstrations down at the fort, which has new demonstrations happening this year, so that's exciting. A wow truck, which is a wellness on wheels, giant semi-truck that comes out and sets up activities for mostly kids and young people to play, which is also only our second time having them out. So a lot of fun activities for people of all ages.
And you've got food out there as well, I imagine.
Yes, we have our cafe that's open, and we are rocking Elkton's best hot dog we have this year, and it's a great little cafe. And then we have a barbecue booth that's also a fundraiser, and we have the Lions Club pancake breakfast happening each morning.
So what are the hours for this event? And it's 2 days, not all three, right?
That's right. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and breakfast with the Lions Club starts at 7, and then from 9 to 4 is the main event, with Saturday being a little quieter until after the parade's over. But vendors are ready. If you don't want to go to the parade at 9 o'clock, there's going to be that's when it opens.
And talk about if people go check out the whole aspect of being able to see what life was like back in the 1830s to 1850s.
Yes, it's amazing. We have professional volunteer historic interpreters down at the fort, and that's something that most people don't get a chance to experience regularly. And so if you go down to the fort and you walk down there, there's going to be gentlemen in the granary who steps out and greets you and is the person who would have been working in the trade store, the granary store, where you would show up and trade your furs for supplies to be continuing on or going out and exploring out in the world in the 1830s. 1830s, 1840s during the fur trade era. And you'll be walking through encampments where they're working on skills that people would have needed to use during that era. And they're all in period clothing, and they really know their craft well. Now, it's really exciting to go through.
Is there an admission to getting into Fort Umpqua Days?
No admission at all. We just want you to come and enjoy your time with us. We function on donations. The whole activity at ECEC, there's different things that are fundraisers for us to keep our programming going. But no admission at all.
Well, quite a facility out there, quite a asset to Douglas County. Fort Umpqua Days and the Elkton Community Education Center. Deb Gritton's the executive director. Anything else you want to mention about the event?
It's great for all ages to come out. It's family friendly. And rain or shine, we're going to be there. The music's going to be going. So come out and celebrate with us.
All right, Fort Umpqua Days this weekend. Deb, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.